Support for WMNF comes from our members and Creative Loafing, in print every Thursday and online all the time at cltampa.com. Creative Loafing is now available on the mobile web, Facebook, and Twitter. Daily news and politics by Mitch Perry. New music every Monday and Tuesday. Area restaurants, bars, art galleries, events, and more at cltampa.com. I'm Duncan Strauss, really delighted to be bringing you another edition of Talking Animals, and which will speak with folks from three of the bands performing animal songs at the Talking Animals Music Night this Saturday at New World Brewery, Gracie, Ricky, Mark, and Scott, and they'll be playing some animal songs in studio here today on this very special edition of Talking Animals, with live and recorded animal songs. Even the instrumentals today are all animal songs. I know, we've gone nuts. In fact, we're kicking off the show with an instrumental animal number, one that will be performed Saturday night, but we won't say by which band. This is Jimmy Smith with Back at the Chicken Shack here on Talking Animals. Chicken Shack, animal tune of sorts that you can expect to hear this Saturday at New World Brewery. My name is Duncan Strauss. Here with our program that is devoted to all subjects in the animal kingdom. In just a few minutes, we'll be hearing from today's guests, Gracie Grishop of Sunset Bridge Band, Ricky Wilcox of Ricky Wilcox and the Moonsnakes, and Mark Murphy of Talk to Mark, alongside our very own Scott Elliott. These folks represent three of the 10. Did he say 10? Yes, 10 bands performing animal songs at our Talking Animals Music Night extravaganza this Saturday at New World Brewery. And they'll be playing animal songs here today. We'll chat about animals and animal issues and more. And so that's all happening in a few moments on Talking Animals. As usual, we're going to even work in some questions and comments from you guys if you'd like. 813-239-9663 or email dj@wmnf.org. Also, a bit later in the show, we'll step into the Comedy Corner, which involves animal comedy. We'll play Name That Animal Tune. The winner will receive a pair of tickets to see Portugal the Man at the Ritz Ebor on April 11th. But mostly, we're going to chat and hear music, animal tunes. So, let's see. I have another item here to address. Did you know you can support this show anytime? You know, we've got our fun drive, our marathon coming up a couple weeks from today. It starts April 11th. The Talking Animals will be one of the first shows pitching, and we really, really, really need your support. So if you want to give us a running start at that, that'd be awesome. You can go to WMNF.org now and hit the tip jar. Find Talking Animals in the schedule. And when you click on that page on the right-hand corner, upper right-hand corner, there's a tip jar. Put a few bucks in, will ya? We need a running start. So does Scott. We'll be talking about that, too, in a few minutes. We all need a running start. It's getting, we just need to have a little money in the till before we start our marathon. So that'd be great. So thanks in advance for giving to the show on WMNF. And I'm going to tell you about a few of our cool, we always have a few exclusive premiums here on Talking Animals. I'm going to tell you about those in a moment. But right now it's time for the Animal News and Announcements segment to look at items of interest in animal news, as well as announcements of local events on the horizon. Produced, as always, by the Talking Animals award-winning Rip and Read News Department. Our first item. Well, I don't think we need say more at this moment about the Talking Animals Music Night. The whole show is practically devoted to it. So anyways, it's going to be really fun this Saturday. We'll talk all about it in the next half an hour, 40 minutes here with the three of the the band's represented, and they'll be playing some songs here as a sneak preview. So it's going to be great. Again, it's this Saturday, March 31st at New World Brewery. More information in the meantime. If you can't wait to hear it over the microphone, over the radio, you can go to WMNF.org to get your tickets and get more details. Now, as for our exclusive premiums, just want to give you a sneak preview, because if you pledge early, we'll give you a deal. So one of those that we always have, but I have a little different way to tell you about it, is our week stay at the Hawaiian Condo. This is a one-week stay, one-bedroom, one-bathroom, Ocean View Condo in Poipu Beach. It's a third-floor unit on the south shore of Kauai. It sleeps four, incredible view. Depending on the time of year, you can see the whales, dolphins, turtles, etc. So, in fact, one of our own WMNFers, Steve Arduengo, had pledged for it a while back, and he and his family just came back from there not too long ago. So we're going to actually hear a little remembrance, a little thing he has to say about that, just to kind of hopefully get you primed.
Hello, everyone. Just got back from Hawaii, the island of Kauai. Aloha. I gotta tell you, we had so much fun. It was such a blast. Duncan Strauss of WNF's Talking Animals offers a condo and it's a marathon premium. Let me tell you about the condos. Third floor, you look out, you can see turtles and whales every morning. It was fantastic. Because of the deal Duncan offers for this condo, we were able to do everything. We did the luau's, the helicopter, the ATV, the whale watching boat rides. It was amazing. I thought this would be a once in a lifetime thing. Whales breaching, hundreds of dolphins following the boat. Went ATVing in the pouring rain, got so muddy, it was a blast. But all the stuff I didn't do, the snorkeling, the kayaking, the hiking, I don't know how to explain it. You know, all we want to do is go back. So if you go to the Talking Animals website, you get a better deal before marathon than you will at the marathon. So you need to check out Talking Animals website.
All right, so that's Steve Arduengo.
Mahalo and Shaka Bra.
Right, see how intuitive he's gotten? So that's Steve Arduengo, who is often the engineer and occasionally the host of the live music showcase, Fridays at 2 o'clock, and obviously he came back and had a great, great time. So we don't have anything up on the Talking Animals website just yet, but if you want to take advantage of what he was talking about and make an early pledge, we do give you a discount on that week's stay at the Kauai Condo. So you can email talkinganimals@wmnf.org to find out those details and maybe make an early pledge. A couple other exclusives I want to tell you about and then get on with our little animal news segment, and then we get into the live music and the chatting. But a couple other exclusives that we have. We have a pair of tickets to see Jon Stewart at Ruth Eckert Hall on April 21st. Very, very hard ticket to get. Very hot ticket, in fact. I think this is the only Florida date he's doing, and he's only doing, I think, a half dozen stand-up dates really anywhere, at least this year that I know of. So we have great tickets. I think they're 15th row, which is a pretty good seat at Ruth Eckert. And so if you want to be among the elite, I don't think you can get tickets. I think both shows are sold out now. If not, it's darn close. So anyways, again, email us talkinganimals@wmnf.org if you want to find out the details to get your hot little tickets there, your hands on those. And the other thing we have, which is also really great because I think this has been sold out for months, is Elvis Costello and the Imposters at Ruth Eckert Hall on April 24th. And these seats are in the second row, in the middle, B11 and B12. You find that on the seating chart, I think you'll go, oh my God, I might as well be on stage with the band. So anyways, very, very cool. Again, if we hear from you before the fun drive, we will give you a deal on the pledge for that. So email us at talkinganimals@wmnf.org for details, and we'll fix you up. So in our remaining couple minutes here of Talking Animals News, I want to tell you too that Bob Barker, a previous guest a couple times on Talking Animals, has agreed to fund a private plane that's going to take those three elephants we've been talking about for a long time from the Toronto Zoo to the sanctuary in California. So as it says here, the 88-year-old TV icon offered to fund the $880,000 flight after learning that one of the elephants wasn't well enough to withstand the long trip by truck. So the spokesman said the Toronto Zoo agreed to move Thika, Inga, and Naringa and Toka to the Performing Animal Welfare Society Elephant Sanctuary in San Andreas, California, in the Sierra foothills, southeast of Sacramento, but that one of the animals suffers from a serious foot problem. So once again, Bob Barker stepping up with that special kind of philanthropy that we talked about not too long ago on this very show. Sort of a Florida angled story. A Florida man was due back in court Tuesday in an animal cruelty case involving 15 primates that died while being shipped from South America to Asia through Los Angeles International Airport. Robert Massey Conyers faces multiple counts of animal cruelty in L.A. County Superior Court. If convicted, he could be sentenced to 6 months in jail and a $20,000 fine. According to prosecutors, another man sold the primates to a buyer in Thailand in February and hired Conyers to ship them the primates, including 14 marmosets, 5 white-fronted capuchins, and 6 squirrel monkeys were denied entry in China because of shipping document irregularities and ordered sent back to LAX. During the journey, 15 of the monkeys died due to what prosecutors described as a lack of care, starvation, and hypothermia. And this Trump son thing continues. Donald Trump's sons are facing more scrutiny for their African hunting expedition that recently came to light. The trip is currently the subject of an investigation led by conservationists in Zimbabwe. Donald Trump Jr., who stars on The Celebrity Apprentice alongside his dad and his brother Eric, sparked outrage among animal lovers on Twitter earlier this month after photos surfaced of the two posing with animals they killed during a 2011 safari trip in Africa. Trump Jr. later defended their actions in part by tweeting, "I'm a hunter. For that, I make no apologies." Trump Jr. may be a hunter, but TMZ.com reports the Independent Zimbabwe Conservation Task Force says the South African safari company the son's use was not registered in Zimbabwe. The task force says Trump... and his brother killed an elephant, a buffalo, and a crocodile, among other animals. In one of the leaked pictures, Trump Jr. is seen holding a knife and the cut-off tail on the elephant. The group is investigating whether license and trophy fees were paid. And back to a few things coming up locally here. Events. Humane Society of Tampa Bay to host the ASPCA Mega Matchathon this weekend. The Humane Society of Tampa Bay will host the first ever ASPCA Mega Matchathon this Saturday, March 31st, from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Rescue groups who will be attending include CARES, Florida Big Dog Rescue, Heidi's Legacy, Labor of Love, Suncoast Bassett Rescue, and Southeast Beagle Rescue. Hillsborough County Animal Services will also be participating at their location on Falkenberg Road in Tampa. And this event will showcase hundreds of adoptable pets. And there'll be other games, face painting for kids, and very reasonable, open to the public. And the Humane Society of Tampa Bay is at 3607 North Armenia Avenue and Hillsborough County Animal Services at 440 North Falkenberg Road. And again, it's from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. The event goal is to adopt out 100 animals at each location for a total of 200 adoptions during the 12-hour period. And then after that, we recommend you go to the Talking Animals Music Night, same day. Also coming up Saturday, April 7th, it's Help Our Pets, Adopt-A-Thon, and Egg Hunt. That's going to be at Hillsborough County Animal Services as well, with food, vendors, scavenger hunt, contest, prizes, and more. Dozens of rescue groups, hundreds of adoptables. Easter egg hunt starts at 11. The event runs from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and there's photos with the Easter Bunny and more. So go to hillsboroughcounty.org/animalservices for more. And I think that's it. If we have time later on, maybe we'll come back to that. But we gotta get to our stuff. So let's go step into the Talking Animals Comedy Corner. And of course, which involves animal comedy as usual. When we have guests, or guests, plural in this case, we do a very short comedy piece. So here's a brief one called 12 Cats from Paula Poundstone on today's Comedy Corner. Talking animals.
We just got three new kittens because we had kind of a shortage there for a while. We have 12 cats. I know. It's a lot of cats. It is. And it's just as disgusting as you might think it would be. I sift all day long. It's the first thing I do in the morning and the last thing I do at night, and I do it many times in between. And sometimes I'm not even at home and I just kind of have like a residual. People think it's Parkinson's. I said, no, 12 cats. Yeah, it's a lot of cats.
All right. That was Paula Poundstone with a piece called 12 Cats, taken from her album I Heart Joke. I'm Duncan Strauss. This is Talking Animals. Our website is talkinganimals.net. All right, it's nearly time to hear from today's guests. Gracie Grishop, leader of Sunset Bridge Band. Ricky Wilcox, leader of Ricky Wilcox and the Moonsnakes. Mark Murphy, leader of Talk to Mark. The titular Mark, if I may say that on the radio. Alongside Talk to Mark's guest vocalist Saturday and today, Scott Elliott, host of the All Souls edition of It's the Music. And every Wednesday, noon to 3 p.m. So, as always, it's coming up right after Talking Animals. Again, these three bands represented here, along with seven more for a round total of 10, will be performing animal songs at the Talking Animals Music Night this Saturday, March 31st at New World Brewery. So, with a reminder, we invite you to join the conversation. We'll try to work in some calls and emails if we can at 813-239-9663 or emailing us at dj@wmnf.org. Let's welcome everybody. And I do mean everybody. We have a full house here. This is great. All right, so let's say hi to Gracie.
Hi, everybody out there.
Ricky.
Hey.
Mark.
What's up, WMNF listeners? How you doing?
Scott.
Mahalo, everybody.
You know how to talk into that thing, Mark, Scott? Yeah.
Yes, I do. Okay. I think I have a little bit of experience with it.
You're seeing the microphone now again. All right, cool. Well, let's start off going around the room, just first finding out maybe a little bit about any animals that you might live with now. Let's just start. Let's go this way. Scott, do you want to?
I got my little Sydney at home. He's a red tabby. He's really cute. He's getting up there in age, but he's real cute.
All right, cool.
That's it? That's all you got?
I used to have a lot more, but just I can only handle him right now.
You can move it up if you want, Gracie.
Can you hear me?
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Yeah,
okay.
Not
cool.
Bad. Yeah.
Well, I have more than that. I have seven cats.
Wow.
Crazy
so,
cat
that's
lady.
I was going to say, let's go to the next person.
Well, no, let's at least hear names, if not stories.
We've got Melvin. He's the old-timer, 13-year-old cat. He's the bomb. He's like a dog. And then we've got Sonny. He's an orange one. Kellogg is an orange one. They're a couple. Sonny and Kellogg are a couple.
And how have they always been a couple? Did they start dating at your house? Or what do you
they mean? Started dating at our house. Yeah.
Wow,
I think
nice.
I hooked them up.
Nice
kind
little
of
matchmaker.
Oh,
awesome. Cool. All right.
And Perch is the girl cat. And then I've got Wanda and Wilson who live outside.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Mr. Higgins. Mr. Higgins
Mr.
is the black cat. Okay, I'm sorry.
Does he live inside or outside? How did you forget Mr. Higgins?
He's an inside cat.
Okay.
It's technically my boyfriend's cat, but he's mine too.
He still counts.
I'm going to get in trouble
all
for
right.
that.
All right, I got you. All right, Ricky?
Are you done?
I'm done. I think.
Yeah. Oh, you can just bust in if you remember anybody else. I have a cat, Simon, and he's a rescue cat. He's about 9. And I have two dogs, Misha and Riley, and they're Chow's brother and sister.
Oh.
So that's the little family unit there.
Cool.
I'm done now.
Okay.
It's Mark's turn.
All right, Mark. Fire away.
Well, I don't have any permanent resident animals. I am an animal lover. I had a dog for many years that passed away a little while ago. And at the moment, I'm providing temporary shelter for a couple cats. So I've
got,
you know, a little four-legged companionship in the home. It's all
sure.
good. And
so you're fostering kind of those
yeah,
cats?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay,
we'll go with foster.
All right, yeah, I don't, that sounds like there's
but
something.
I'm going to go with foster.
Okay, I'm going to go with it too then, apparently. Yeah. So, all right, we have plenty of other questions, but let's also hear some music. So, Let's see. I don't know. Ricky, you want to favor us with an animal tune to get this party started?
Okay.
All right, cool.
Well, this is a deep and meaningful song by Buck Owens.
Nice. Awesome.
I think it's metaphorical more than animal related, but, you know, it fits the criteria.
Yeah, yeah, we have right. a pretty elastic definition right. here talking animals.
And Mark's going to do some chicken picking on this with me and help me
okay.
out. And anybody who wants to chime in singing, there's a cheat sheet right here, so...
All right.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. Won't be much when you get through with me. Losing weight and I'm turning mighty pale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. Well, the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb. Just the kind to fit my dreams and plans. Now the pace we're living takes the wind from my sail. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm losing weight and I'm turning mighty pale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. Take it, Mark. Woo! Every night you drag me where the bright lights are found. There ain't no way to slow you down. I'm about as helpless as a leaf in a gale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. Won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm losing weight and I'm turning mighty pale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail.
Yeah!
Yay. All right, that's Ricky Wilcox with some help.
I think that's a song about a high maintenance significant other. That's all I'm saying.
That's one interpretation, certainly, right? Yeah, we
yes.
can go with that.
I sure hope so. A tiger by the tail?
All right, so cool. So, again, that was Ricky Wilcox with Mark nice. Murphy helping on. That's all kind of the kind of thing. You may or may not hear that actual tune, but that's the kind of thing you can hear this Saturday at our Talking Animals Music Night at New World Brewery. Doors open at 7. The show gets underway at 8. 4 hours or so of animal songs like you're hearing now. And if you haven't gotten your tickets now, why? Why haven't you? Go to WMNF.org and get all the details, get your tickets, or call Miss Julie here at the station, 813-238-8001. But you don't want to be left out. You don't want to come Saturday and say, hey, that sounds cool, and then, hey, sold out. I mean, I don't know if it's going to be sold out, but people seem to be excited about
it's
the show.
Gonna
so.
It's going to be sold out.
I think so, too.
Only if everybody now listening who hasn't bought the tickets will buy it. So, all right, so let's, to what extent were animals important to, we'll go around, we'll go this way. To mix it up, to you guys growing up, were animals part of your family? Was that part of your childhood? What?
Absolutely. We always had a dog in my household growing up. I grew up in the quintessential all-American dog-loving family. So.
Oh, yeah. So it was always one kind of
One at a time. One,
yeah.
You know, that was enough. Of course, we had, you know, a house full of kids and a lot of commotion. So, you know, I don't know what we would have done.
But a dog was a fixture.
Yeah, dog was totally
a
fixture.
Where did you grow up, Mark? Where was this?
Rochester, New York.
Okay.
On the shores of Lake Ontario, yeah.
Wow. Cool,
absolutely.
Cool. All right.
Give a shout out to my mom and dad, who are probably listening right now in Rochester, New York.
Yay. Hi, mom and dad. So, Ricky, how about you?
Well, we got a dog when I was 4. My mom and dad took my sister and I out, supposedly looking at Christmas lights, and drove into this house, and there were all these little puppies there. And we got a puppy, and we named her Angel, and we had her from the time I was 4 till I was 21.
Wow.
And so we had a bird for a while, you know, a parakeet named Keet. We were clever. Animal name.
Sure. Yeah. The next bird would have been called Hera.
No, yeah, you know. Yeah. After that, I became kind of a cat guy because I was so attached to the dog that after she died, I was like freaked out about like loving an animal that much, you know.
Right.
And then somebody plopped a puppy in my lap about 10 years later, and that was it. And that was my last dog. and now we've got the two new dogs. And
wow.
Always had cats. So.
Yeah. So there's always
a little bit.
One or more animals every step of the way, it sounds
ironically,
like.
Ironically, the cats are the lower maintenance.
Right. Always.
Despite
the
tune.
Gracie, how about you?
Always had animals in the family.
And we should point out, speaking of mom and dad, mom and brother
my
are
mom,
here.
My mom, Tina's yeah. here from Pennsylvania
yeah.
behind me, and my brother Chris is here, too.
Yeah.
So that's really cool. He's local, though.
Well, still counts.
He has
still
a rescue
here.
Dog, too, who's my new niece, Fiona.
Oh. Wow.
So that's technically my dog right now. I don't have a dog, but I am a dog person.
Okay.
And recently collaborated a bunch of cats, so kind of just...
But did you guys grow up were animals always kind of part of your life?
Yeah,
but,
we've always had at least one or two pets in the house, and a cat or a dog always in the house, yeah.
Cool.
From day one.
And Scott, how about you guys?
Well, I grew up in you know, New York City in apartment life. You really couldn't have. We weren't allowed to have dogs where I lived, and so I've never had a dog my whole life. But I've had every apartment type of animal, from fish to mice to rats to snakes to birds,
wow.
all kinds, and
wow.
you know, all kinds of stuff like that. And I had a Siamese for many, many, many years, from a little kid to an adult, and now I have this other cat, you know, Sydney. And I had a bird down here too. A love bird who loved us so much that he would attach himself to us, and he one day attached himself to us when we weren't looking, and he went outside with us, with one of us, and kind of flew away and couldn't find his way back.
Oh.
So, yeah, I don't want any birds anymore. So I think
wow.
the next thing I wanted, because that was, you know.
Suddenly the story was going along nicely, and all of a sudden it became kind of a tragic tale.
The good thing is now I think I'm ready to probably foster a dog. I think I'm thinking about doing
oh,
that.
Oh, wow.
So.
I'm sure
okay.
we could hook
yeah.
you up with some of that.
yeah. All right. Well, I think it's time, as it almost always is, to hear another song. Gracie, how about one of yours?
Yep. And before I forget, because I do forget things when I'm nervous on the air, happy birthday, Jeannie. And hi, everybody at Animal Coalition of Tampa. And this song is called Animal. It's a Mike Snow song that I kind of stumbled across and chicked it out a little bit while looking for songs on YouTube.
Hello.
There was a time when my world was filled with darkness, darkness, darkness. And I stopped dreaming, now I'm supposed to fill it up with something, something, something. In your eyes I see the eyes of somebody I knew before, long, long ago. But I'm still trying to make my mind up. Am I free or am I tied up? I change shapes just to hide in this place, but I'm still an animal. Nobody knows it but me when I slip, yeah, I slip, I'm still an animal. There is a hole and I try to fill it up with money, money, money. But it gets bigger till my horse is always running, running, running. In your eyes I see the eyes of somebody I could be strong. Tell me if I'm wrong. And now I'm pulling your disguise up. Are you free or are you tied up? I change shapes just to hide in this place, but I'm still an animal. Nobody knows it but me when I slip, yeah, I slip, I'm still an animal. I change shapes just to hide in this place, but I'm still an animal. Nobody knows it but me when I slip, yeah, I slip, I'm still an animal.
Wow, cool. I mean, that great version of that song. I mean, I love that song, and I love what you did with it. That's really cool,
I like that
cool,
song
Gracie.
A lot, too.
Yeah, yeah. Well done. So that was Gracie from Sunset Bridge Band, one of 10 bands performing at the Talking Animals Music Night this Saturday at New World Brewery. So also in the studio with us, among many others, we have Ricky Wilcox from Ricky Wilcox and the Moonsnakes, Mark Murphy from Talk to Mark, and Scott Elliott temporarily
And also the drummer from Talk to Mark is
right.
over there, too.
Sorry, yes, I'm sorry.
Gene Moore.
We got a correction on the animal count, by the way, at the Talk to Mark rehearsal space, which is my house.
Oh, okay.
We have three strays, Biscuit, Gravy, and Angel Kiss.
Wow. Well, I think we should almost hear the stories of the names behind those before we go any further. Yeah. And feel free to sidle in there.
No,
sorry.
Yeah,
no,
for
I,
sure.
Biscuit Gravy.
I'm juggling so many things. I'm now leaving people out at times.
Our names so funny. They're just so funny to hear all the animal names.
Yeah.
That come up with.
For
cool.
sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Duncan.
Yes.
Wasn't it your birthday?
It
yesterday?
Was yesterday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. And I'm not above guilt-tripping people into coming out Saturday to the
party. happy birthday.
Or, you know,
help celebrate Duncan's
right.
birthday.
That's right. You know, if there was ever a guilt trip purpose, I'd say this was it. So anyway, thank you, Ricky. So let's talk. Well, you made a reference before you played your song, Gracie, to Animal Coalition of Tampa.
Yeah.
So I thought maybe we'd also go around and just see if, beyond obviously being a room full of animal lovers, if there are either causes, animal causes or issues you feel strongly about, or organizations that you volunteer for or work for, as case may be. So let's start. Let's mix it up. Let's go this way. Ricky, we'll start with you since you...
I don't even know where to start. we found this place. Some friends of ours wanted to go. We thought they wanted to go to the zoo at Christmas time, and it turned out they wanted to go to the Big Cat Rescue, which is in North Tampa, which I didn't even know existed. And we went up there, and it was quite a eye-opener and educational and all the stories behind these animals that they've rescued and from circuses and, you know, ill-advised
road
ownerships
and
things
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
And that was probably the biggest thing that affected me was the fact that I had no knowledge of it to begin with, you know,
yeah.
and all the good work that they do there. And it was a pretty amazing place. So that's up in North Tampa.
They're kind of hidden back there, too. I actually haven't been there. I've lived here all my life and haven't been there either. So, yeah.
And that's what I mean. It's a really cool place, and the animals are pretty amazing there.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Cool. Okay, so Mark, how about you?
Well, we're going to talk about the Elmira Animal Rescue, which is part of the Little River Jam that you guys are probably familiar with from
sure.
the last couple of years, WMNF benefit. Gene, tell them about Elmira.
Yeah, well, it's an organization just up the road from the little canoe outpost on 301 in Tampa here. Actually, I'm right over the bridge in Waimama. And some of the proceeds from the Little River Jam, which actually is going to be Little River Jam 3 coming up in November, reserve a spot, free camping with ticket purchase, WMNF benefit, awesome weekend of music. That's November, if that's a Saturday, the 16th or 17th, Damon Fowler's our headliner.
Nice.
And some of those proceeds go right. to Elmira. And they're also a large cat, and they're rescuing circus animals, everything you can imagine. My wife and daughter last year did a tour of the facility and left blown away with what's going on there. And
wow.
it's all community funded. So
yeah, it's a nonprofit. Like, yep. They're always mm-hmm. looking for
great people
financial
there.
Help. Yeah,
yeah,
cool. That's good to know. So, Gracie, how about you? I mean, generally, and also about Animal Coalition of Tampa, which I guess is near and dear to your heart, as it is to many of ours.
I've been there. I've been at Animal Coalition of Tampa. It's a spay-neuter clinic. And I've been there for 2.5 years, and I've seen so much more things that I didn't even know existed. I'm learning a lot of things about a lot of different animals. We do all kinds of things there, but I guess really it's just the education part. Just going to places like all these organizations and reaching out and seeing what's going on and realizing that there's not enough homes for all these animals and that they need to sometimes be taken out of places that are bad homes.
Yeah.
That's, I guess, probably the biggest part.
Yeah. So what do you do at ACT?
I'm client service rep.
Okay.
I kind of do a little bit of everything,
mm-hmm.
Except for the medical stuff. But
right.
I'm pretty much handling a lot of, I guess, customer service relationships as far as talking to people with their animals that usually come to us when they've already expended all their money in other places.
Yeah.
So we're really low cost, and that's
right.
that's important.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
we help them with that to
Very
save their
cool.
animals' life.
Nice.
That's the most important thing.
Nice, nice. Scott, how about you? Any organizations
or in my youth,
issues?
for many, many years, I worked for the ASPCA in New York, and I used to.
Oh, in what capacity? I don't think I ever knew that.
I was a handler for the monkeys and the.
You were?
Yeah, and kinkajous.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is going to give a resonance to the song that we performed in a few months here, but that's
what we're the better segue.
Yeah. Yeah. I do love monkeys, but but also I'm a real big proponent of adopting and fostering animals because I worked for a kennel, like one of those high-end pet stores in New York City on Lexington Avenue. Mm-hmm. And I used to see behind the scenes the stuff that went on to keep these animals up and peppy. They used to give them all kinds of things to keep them peppy, to give them shots and stuff like that to make them all happy so that people can come and buy them and stuff.
Right.
And I just thought it was so disgusting. I couldn't stay there. And I realized that you don't have to go to all these little pedigree things to buy these dogs that a lot of times come from mills. You know, there's a lot of animals out there that need love that don't come from all these highfalutin places. So,
right.
Yeah. And when you look at the backgrounds of them, it's, you know, you're better off probably just rescuing an animal that really needs a home.
Sure.
You know,
so. And along those lines these days, one thing that I think a lot of people aren't maybe as aware of as they could be is there's still people who really want a specific breed for one reason or another. But there's still ways to adopt that way.
You can still get those breeds.
PetFinder.com. Other resources like that. So even if you, for whatever reason you say, I must have a purebred such
and
such.
It's out there. You just have to look for it. Exactly.
But you don't, in other words, you don't have to go buy. There's still another adoptable thing that fits your criteria that you could.
Yeah. This is a more sustainable way of adding to your family.
Right. And not coincidentally, one of the emails that just came in is says, Talking Animals and Soviet Land says, household of 13 rescued kittens.
Wow.
From 4 years old to 14, life is good. Peace, Richard Gulfport. So good for you.
Wow.
So, all right. So I think time for hearing a song. It might feel like a bizarre sort of segue from your one of your earlier jobs, but I'm looking forward to hearing this nonetheless. So, again, this is Talking Animals, and we're here with a slew of folks, including Gracie Grishop from Sunset Bridge Band, Ricky Wilcox from Ricky Wilcox and the Moonsnakes, Mark Murphy from Talk to Mark, Scott Elliott, who will be guest vocalist, with Talk to Mark, all happening Saturday at New World Brewery for the Talking Animals Music Night. 4 hours plus of animal songs, covers, originals, all kinds of stuff. We hope we'll see you there. Doors are at 7. The show itself runs from 8 till midnight plus. And so let's now hear Talk to Mark as Mark and Scott Elliott. And are we gonna hear Eugene as well? Or?
No, probably.
We're gonna hear everybody.
You guys have been hired as the Shockettes.
Yes, right. Yes. I've always wanted to be a Shockette. This is a dream come true.
So you guys will know where to come in this song. You all know it. There's two spots where you just need to give us a couple nice loud shocks.
All right.
We'll do them with you.
And you at home and in your cars, you can do the same.
Yes.
Let's do it all over Tampa Bay.
Yes, bang on the steering wheel.
I want to hear you in here.
Especially if you're listening at work.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice and loud so the whole office can hear you.
Oh, yeah, so they can.
So, yes, when Scott told me we were going to come out and do an acoustic song, of course, the first thing that came to mind was 80s synth pop. So, so here's a little Peter Gabriel for you.
Don't think anymore, darling. Don't watch the monkey get hurt, monkey. Cover me when I breathe. Cover me when I sleep. You put your pearls before the swine, make the monkey blind. Cover me, darling, please. Hey, 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 hey. Too much at stake. Watch the monkey get hurt, monkey. Shock the 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 monkey to life.
Wow. Yay. Okay, that was Talk to Marks, Mark Murphy, alongside our own Scott Elliott.
And the Shockettes.
And the Shockettes, the room full of Shockettes. And again, a sample of just the kind of fun and excitement you'll expect to hear at this Saturday night's Talking Animals Music Night at the New World Brewery. Gets underway. Doors are at 7, gets underway at 8. We hope you'll... go to WNF.org and get your tickets, more information, and or you can call here and speak to Miss Julie, 813-238-8001. She can fix you up with tickets. So, all right, so I've been doing a lot of plugs for this. We really appreciate all you guys donating your time to play the concert Saturday, which, of course, benefits WMNF. And appreciate you coming in today for
Tip
kind of a very
thing.
Cool. Well, no, I was, yeah. So now I'm asking, without getting in the price of anything, if anybody has plugs, they want to mention some gigs coming up, CDs coming up. Let's go around the room for that. Because
well, actually, let them do that first because I have something I want to
okay,
say.
Okay, cool.
You.
All right, go ahead then. Let's go this way, starting with Mark.
Come see Talk to Mark with Scott Elliott at the County Fair, Pinellas County Fair, Tropicana Field,
nice.
Friday evening from 9 to 10.
Sweet.
On the big stage.
Nice.
Yeah. Is that this Friday?
Yep.
Yes, it is.
Friday, cool.
So the 30th, we're
yes.
talking. Okay.
You might hear an animal song.
Wow, all right, cool.
You know, dress rehearsal.
All right, I like it. I like it. Ricky, how about you?
Well, we have a new CD out. It's called Last Day on Planet Earth, and we have our CD release party on Friday, April 6th, 8 p.m., at the Hideaway Cafe in St. Petersburg, and
it's
a $5 cover. You get a free CD, and it's a great listening room. So we'll actually be attempting to be as musical as possible that evening, and a couple of great guests as well.
Nice.
Gail Tripp-Smith, Kirk Adams, Tracy Lalisi, and Kathy Randall will also be playing with us. So.
Cool. Very cool. And Gracie, how about you?
The Hideaway is a really cool place. We played there recently, too.
Yeah, it is.
That's
it's
a good
awesome.
Place
nice.
To have a CD release party. Well, I don't have all of our gigs memorized, and I don't have a little cheat sheet in front of me, unfortunately.
All right.
Sorry.
But I am playing this Saturday, and then we're also playing a couple more gigs. We have a TBT Friday Extra thing. I think it's on the 27th at Curtis Hickson Park.
Okay.
And we're also doing Tropical Heat Wave.
Yeah.
So
ooh.
We're excited about that. We're going to be playing at the Roosevelt 2.0 around 10-something on May 12th for Tropical Heat Wave. And to check out our stuff, go to sunsetbridgeband.com. And we're on facebook.com/band/sunsetbridge. And I forgot to tell AJ I love him.
All right. Well, that's good. And I should mention that everybody, basically, all these bands are on Facebook. Some
yeah.
may have websites beyond that, but it's very easy to find all these bands on Facebook. So, Scott, what...
just listen to All Souls, It's the Music on Wednesdays from 12 to 3 at
WNF. As I love to do. Yes.
But I also wanted to say that, you know, I really have to say, Duncan, you know, you are amazing. Your show is amazing. And this event that you have started has really galvanized into something really special for WMNF. And the Talking Animals Fest and now the Talking Animals Music Festival. God, just
Music Night.
You know,
Music Night. We don't want to give you a song
festival.
Night. Yeah,
Music Night. Music, yeah, yeah. It's just amazing. And I just thank you for doing it and also inviting all of us to
be part of it. That's very nice. And, yeah. And that reminds me, we should let people know that when we can invite people to bring their pets to events like the festival, we do. We can't really invite those for the Talking Animals Music Night just because, unlike the festival, we can't really protect the animals from the sound. So although New World is pet friendly, that's not the night to bring them, just because we don't want anybody to have sound problems with their animals. But anyway, well, thank you, Scott. That's really, really nice. And so we're going to, in a moment, we're going to do Name That Animal Tune and wrap up the show. But I don't know if there's any sort of a crazy impromptu closing animal number we might want to wrap this baby up. If not, no problem. But I'm just sort of throwing this out as a wild card. And if not, that's cool. Actually, I'll tell you one thing we can just briefly address. Was it fun, hard, difficult, what, to figure out what animal songs you are going to play on Saturday?
Oh, gosh.
It was entertaining.
I went to YouTube. I'll totally out it. I went to YouTube and looked up some animal covers, and that's how I came up with the animal song by Mike Snow. But the other one is a real tearjerker, and I can thank my friend Aaliyah for that one. I'm going to do an Elvis Presley tune. That's
cool.
Old that we're going to kind of bring back. And then our original
nice dog.
Wasn't that hard?
We found that the list of animal tunes that we were absolutely not doing came together. Muskrat Love. That's not a Talk to Mark song. Easy call. But no, it was a lot of fun because you can pick from so many styles and genres.
We were laughing about the songs that we weren't going to do. We were cracking up.
Shock the Monkey, though. That's an awesome Shock one. That's great.
And that's not even necessarily, well, I guess maybe now it is, but that wasn't originally one of the planned songs you were planning on playing Saturday, but
no, that's
now,
extra.
That's a bonus.
That's a bonus track.
Radio track.
A hidden track.
How about you guys, Ricky?
We kind of took the opposite approach and took songs that nobody, I think, would expect us to do, including ourselves to some extent. And, so we've got quite a mix of eclectic songs, a Buck Owens songs in there. We've got some 80s hair metal. We've got, you know, some hillbilly. We've got some, some 70s glam. You know, we're kind of all over the place. And a Tom Jones song. So,
wow.
You know, but it's all stuff that, you know, I was always a closet fan of all these songs. So when we bounced some songs around, it came together fairly quickly. But then we realized, man, we took off a big bite, and now we got to commit to it.
Well, that's cool.
You know what
that's
I mean?
That's great. Yeah, you kind of throw down the gun.
In our head,
yourself.
It was like, this would be great. And then we got to working on it. Like, wow.
What are we getting ourselves into?
Fairly ambitious, for the one, you know.
That's how it happens, though.
Yeah.
You go, we can just do that. And then you start picking it apart, and you go, wow, I didn't know it had all those changes.
Right, yeah.
The deceptively simple songs turn out to be, you know.
Yeah, I learned a couple new chords learning some songs that we're doing.
Well, that's, it's all been good.
It's educational experience.
Right, we're all expanding creatively. So, that's really cool. And again, so this has been Gracie from Sunset Bridge Band, Ricky from Ricky Wilcox, and the Moon Snakes, Mark Murphy from Talk to Mark, along with Scott Elliott. And other bands performing that night include the Sons of Hippies, Johnny Cakes and the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypso, Rebecca Pulley and Rob Pastore, the Happiness Machine. There's a nice little blog post in the soundcheck there, the Tampa Bay Times blog post, music blog today on that and the show coming up. Acme Jazz Garage, Tribal Style, Ray Zillo's PBS. So anyways, it's going to be cool.
Lineup.
There's going to be a huge lineup, two WMNFers, all kinds of musical ground covered, and a lot of fun. So we hope to see everybody there this Saturday, the 31st, at New World Brewery for the Talking Animals Music Night. Thank you all for coming in, and
look forward to
Saturday night's show, and appreciate it. So, it's time for Name That Animal Tune, and someone may or may not play this Saturday night, but there will be a prize if you can name this animal tune, a pair of tickets to see Portugal the Man at the Ritz Ebor on April 11th. The first person who calls 813-239-9663 and identifies this animal tune, it's Name That Animal Tune on Talking Animals. Thank you. Can you name that animal tune? Sorry, you're on Talking Animals now. Can I name that animal tune? Hi, you're on Talking Animals. Can you name that animal tune? Last try. Okay. Hi, you're on Talking Animals. Can you name that animal tune?
Baby Alpha Walk.
That's right. What's your name?
Howard Alpin.
Alan?
Alan Altman, yeah.
Alan Altman. Okay, Alan, but to put you back on hold, you are correct, sir. We're going to send you to see Portugal the Man on April 11th. I'm going to come back and get your information. Congratulations.
What am I winning?
Tickets to see Portugal the Man on April 11th. Are you able to go? Because if not, then we'll find some other thing for you and someone else. We'll send someone else. This is at the Ritz Ivor on April 11th.
What? You know what? I thought it was something else. I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem. All right, we'll come back to that another time then. All right, as people, it's a little chaotic here. That's good. That's fun. All right, so we have just about reached the end of today's edition of Talking Animals. So we'll be back next Wednesday, April 4th, when we'll convene a panel discussion about greyhounds, pegged to April being National Adopt-a-Greyhound Month. I'm hoping to cultivate a conversation about the current state of the greyhound world with four experts, both from Florida and other parts of the country as well, examining adoptions, greyhounds, relative to the struggling economy, racetrack closings, recent and pending legislation affecting greyhounds, and more. So I hope you'll join me then. Also hope you'll visit our website, talkinganimals.net, where we make available all sorts of information, as well as archives and podcasts of past Talking Animals programs. We also have a link to the Talking Animals Facebook page, our Twitter feed, and more. That's all found at talkinganimals.net. Speaking of websites, I also hope you'll consider going to WMNF.org, finding Talking Animals in the schedule, and find our page and click on it, and then at the upper right-hand corner, you'll see the tip jar. It'd be great if you could slip in a few bucks to get us started. We have our fund drive starting basically 2 weeks from today. Talking Animals is on the first day, and it'd be great to get some support if you like the show, if you like events like the Talking Animals Festival, or more timely now, the Talking Animals Music Night. Be great to get your support. So go into the Talking Animals webpage and put something in the tip jar. That'd be fantastic. And also, we do have those exclusive premiums that we mentioned at the beginning of the show, the week at the stay at the Kauai condo, the insane second row tickets to the sold out Elvis Costello show at Ruth Eckert Hall, and pretty darn good seats also to the impossible ticket to get Jon Stewart show at Ruth Eckert Hall. So email us at talkinganimals@wmnf.org if you're interested in finding out more about those premiums, because if you do pledge before the fund drive, we'll give you a deal. We'll shave a little of the pledge price off for people who are early to support Talking Animals in WMNF. So Talking Animals broadcast outreach consultant is Libby Busalis. My thanks to her. She's here today shooting some video and pictures that we'll have up on the Talking Animals YouTube channel, maybe on Facebook. And so thanks to her. I'm Duncan Strauss. Thanks very much for listening. Have a good week. Be kind to animals. Be kind to others. Be kind to yourself. Stay tuned for the fabulous Scott Elliott, who was just here in his other guise as the host of the All Souls edition of It's the Music, airing next from noon to 3. We're closing out today's show, as always, with an animal tune. This one happens to be one we know will be performed by one of the 10 bands performing at the Talking Animals Music Night. This is Kristen Hirsch. With her cool version of Everybody's Got Something to Hide, except me and my monkey. Again, this will be performed Saturday night. I'm just not going to tell you who, by who, just yet. Anyways, it's taking us up to the NPR News on WMNF Tampa. Thanks for listening. We'll see you Saturday night at New World Brewery, and take care. WMNF Tampa.